many Americans are turning to electronic cigarettes to help them kick the habit. It's now a $3 billion a year industry. But there are still questions about the long-term health effects of e-cigarettes. And last week, six U.S. senators urged the FDA to require stronger warning labels on them. Meanwhile, big tobacco is getting into the market. Philip Morris recently patented a design for an e-cigarette that you can plug into a computer so you can record every puff. Here to explain is Robinson Meyer, technology editor for The Atlantic. And Rob, why would someone want to connect their cigarette to a computer?
A number of reasons. And I think the interesting thing about the patent is that it's unclear if this is something that you would want to do or that Philip Morris would want you to do. In terms of ways that this could be beneficial for the user, there is a lot of talk in the patent about how this would allow the e-cigarette to automatically unlock or connect you to certain forums or websites that help you quit smoking. There's talk of it charging you for every smoke you take, like a pay-as-you-puff technology. And this is discussed in the patent as a sort of thing which you would do if you were maybe trying to quit smoking and wanted a hard cost every time you lit up.
Obviously, it's in Philip Morris's interest to sell you as many cigarettes as possible. So this sounds like a benevolent move to try to help you get off cigarettes, but it's hard to believe that there isn't sort of an ulterior motive. So why would Philip Morris want to sell something that would eventually have you using less of its product?
I mean, I think if you're quitting a thing, they would like to have you be a revenue stream as long as you can. And if the way to do that is to move you to a device that would help you quit, then that's good for them, even if eventually you're going to fade as a source of revenue.
Up till now, most e-cigarettes have just been a concoction of chemicals but haven't included tobacco. But I understand this patent actually has an option for you to heat up tobacco in your e-cigarette.
Exactly. And I think that's the other big thing that separates this patent from previous e-cigarettes we've seen. This patent reserves both the right to vaporize liquid nicotine, as e-cigarettes on the market now do, but also to heat up solid tobacco in the device, almost like a pipe.
Rob, in your reporting on this, you've raised the possibility of a Big Brother aspect in terms of the government. Tell us what you envision as possibly happening.
You know, there are so many regulations about smoking right now, and as an asthmatic, I should say, I appreciate them. But as soon as you have a device which can connect to the internet, it might not just connect to the internet that you want it to connect to. If it's wireless, it could connect to any kind of local router or sensor. So there are a lot of municipal laws, state laws right now that say, well, you can't smoke within 30 feet of a building. You can't smoke, inside a building. At the same time, there's a rush or a move to putting sensors around cities. You know, Chicago is going to soon start putting sensors that track a certain number of things in every streetlight. It is not inconceivable to me, although I think it would be very unpopular, that you could put sensors around walls, streetlights, that would notice any close cigarettes, because the cigarette is tied to a user, would be able to automatically tax or fine that user a certain amount if they're violating some municipal law about smoking too close to a building.
So if they suddenly realized, because your cigarette is attached to a computer somehow, that you are smoking in an area where smoking is prohibited, a fine could show up in your mailbox one day.
Exactly. And I mean, this already is what exists with road tolls. Really, many kinds of traffic violations right now are automatically photographed and fined. So I think it would be unpopular. At the same time, I don't think it would be technically impossible or politically impossible either.
Rob Meyer is technology editor for The Atlantic. He's been talking to us about a patent for a new e-cigarette that could be plugged into a computer and could record your smoking. Rob, thanks very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.